Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press statement. A new massacre is committed by the criminal Jewish entity in Ain al-Hilwa camp. Translated. In the context of what America is driving in terms of peace and normalization in Lebanon and the region, which is in reality surrender and submission, the criminal usurping Jewish entity with American weapons, European ammunition, Jewish hands, and official Arab complicity bombed a playground and a sports club in Ain al-Hilwa camp in the city of Sidon in southern Lebanon on Tuesday, the 18th of November, 2025. 15 martyrs fell in this brutal attack, and dozens of children and civilians were injured in a fragment attack confirming the criminality of the Jewish entity and its hostility toward Muslims. The most important message is directed to the Lebanese authority, which has not ceased in the era to talk about negotiations and peace with the Jewish entity, claiming that it is the only solution to Lebanon's problem with it, while the authority chases after stripping weapons from the camps and outside them, and its coordination appears with America and the Jewish entity through what has come to be known as the quote-unquote mechanism. And despite all that it exerts in this path, the Jewish entity throws every agreement and coordination to the wind, at the number of those killed and wounded in assassination operations by drones and bombardment after the ceasefire agreement on the 27th of November 2024 has exceeded 1,000. And here is the criminal entity continuing its massacres, carrying out a massacre against young men in the prime of their lives in Ain al-Hilwa camp under the pretext that they were training to strike it. Then it announces, without any hesitation, threats to other areas and strikes on other regions in southern Lebanon. The entity strike on a target of this kind, and in the camps of Lebanon, may indicate a conspiracy to reopen the file of the Palestinian camps in a criminal manner. We warn the Lebanese authority and the pursuing parties of the consequences of walking this path or falling into its traps. O Lebanese authority, is this the peace and negotiation? Is this the entity with which you seek peace and normalization? In the face of this massacre, we affirm the following. First, the attack and terrorizing of the safe and the destruction of homes over their inhabitants is terrorism and criminality itself, and it is among the worst forms of corruption on earth. Second, defending the oppressed and lifting aggression from them is a legal obligation. Allah Almighty said, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. And what is the matter with you that you fight not in the cause of Allah and for the oppressed among men, women, and children who say, Our Lord, take us out of the city of oppressive people and appoint for us from yourself a protector and appoint for us from yourself a helper. Surah An-Nisa, ayah 75. Third, deterring the occupation is not achieved through condemnation as functional states do today, including Lebanon, nor by appealing to major states, for they are the root of the illness and affliction, nor by seeking support from the United Nations, for since its establishment, it has been hostile to Islam and Muslims. Fourth, if the lands of the Muslims were, as Allah commanded, one state, the Ummah of Islam would have risen against anyone who dared to attack an inch of our lands or any citizen of that state. The fate of aggressors would be as the fate of those confronted by the Khalifa, Caliph, of the Muslims, Al-Mu'tasim, when a woman cried out to him after having been assaulted, and he opened a moratorium for her sake. Fifth, the rise and multiplicity of states in the Islamic lands upon the ruins of the Uthmani Khilafa, Ottoman Caliphate, which once united them, the establishment of these states upon ignorant nationalisms and sanctification of man-made constitutions, the fabrication of artificial borders, and the adoption of ignorant banners instead of the banner of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of this embedded the enemies to single out each country alone without any support from other states under the pretext of non-interference in others' affairs. This caused the weakness and humiliation we live today. It is time for Muslims to unite and restore the Khilafah, Caliphate, through which lies their only salvation. Only that protects the lands and the people, destroys the enemies, carries Islam to the world, and takes people out of the darkness of colonialism and capitalism into the light of Islam, and from the injustice of servants to the justice of the Lord of the servants, the Almighty. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Lebanon. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.